This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Fire crews on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in Montana have counted 80-plus coal seam fires. As Olivia Reingold reports, this season crews see some new ones which have caused grass fires, while others date back decades.
As fire season has become longer and more intense, more coal seams are catching on fire. That's according to Adam Wolf, a fire management officer for the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Lame Deer. He says he's seen one or two coal seam fires throughout his 30-year career, but within the last
15, 20 years since we started having these big mega fires, I've seen a lot more.
Some of those fires are as small as a car hood, but four of them have led to grass fires this season on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. Wolf says the coal seam fire that began outside of Ashland on Sunday, the Burning Creek Fire, was contained at less than 1 acre and isn't in danger of spreading into vegetation. Coal seam fires can occur naturally by lightning or have human-made starts. A Northern Cheyenne press release says it's impossible to extinguish a coal seam fire. That could explain this.
There is documentation of several fires here on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation that date back to the late 60s and early 70s.
Wolf says they burn throughout the winter, melting any snow piled on top. He says trying to smother the coal with dirt doesn't work. It just continues to burn underground. And he says the real problem is that they have no idea just how deep underground the burning coal seams go. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Opponents of Keystone XL are doubling down on efforts to stop the pipeline after a recent Nebraska Supreme Court ruling. Eric Gladys has more.
Some Nebraska landowners and tribal nations are committed to fight TransCanada's proposed Keystone XL pipeline after the Nebraska Supreme Court's recent decision in favor of the mainline alternative route through Nebraska. Oil and gas groups welcome the High Court's decision, calling it another important step toward building critical energy infrastructure. The 1,100-mile crude oil pipeline from Hardisty, Alberta to Steele City, Nebraska would deliver crude oil from Canada to Gulf Coast refineries. Critics point out that some 83 miles of the alternative route have not undergone environmental, property rights, or cultural reviews, and say it was approved without proper notice to Ponca tribal members. Jane Kleb with Bold Nebraska says this is not the end of the line for Keystone XL opponents, pointing to three federal lawsuits still in play. She believes property rights of farmers and sovereign rights of tribal nations should trump what she calls a land grab by the oil industry.
And it is the people that have done the work to stop this pipeline, and it will continue to be the people to make sure that this pipeline is never built.
This is Eric Gladys reporting.
President Trump has declared an emergency for the Seminole Tribe of Florida, which will help with federal assistance for Hurricane Dorian. The declaration authorizes federal agencies to coordinate disaster relief efforts and provide assistance to save lives, protect property, and lessen threats to the Seminole Nation. The Bureau of Indian Affairs Emergency Management Team is in contact with tribes in the storm's path. Dorian devastated areas of the Bahamas as it moved to the east coast of Florida with hurricane and storm surge warnings Wednesday in effect along the southeast U.S. coast. The Grand Canyon National Park plans to remove bison in northern Arizona. It's part of a plan to reduce the number of growing herds. Television station KVOA reports 60 to 100 bison are expected to be rounded up and transferred to the Intertribal Buffalo Council to be distributed to tribes. Park officials reportedly were scheduled to begin the bison reduction plan in 2018, but faced weather and other challenges. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.